This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Headline offers: Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 7-4. Mame Biram Diouf to score and Stoke to win is 20-1. Lee, Chelsea, the only team in the four divisions of English football that have not lost a home match this season. But recently, they've not looked anywhere near as impressive as they did earlier in the season. The draw against PSG sent them out of the Champions League, then drew at home against Southampton, and, in my opinion, very fortunate to win away at Hull recently as well. They've only conceded 8 goals in their last 22 Premier League matches at Stamford Bridge, though, and they've kept 16 clean sheets in that run. It's an incredible record, really, at home.
Yeah, it is, and you know, that's what he does, isn't it, Mourinho? He's just fantastic, and that's what will win them the title in the end, I think. You know what? You know, they've got Man United to come at home. They've got Crystal Palace. They've got Liverpool as well, finishing off with Sunderland at home. The remaining away fixtures, by the way, they've got Arsenal, QPR away, Arsenal away, Leicester away, and West Brom away. So it's all in their hands. I mean, they could feasibly lose to Arsenal and Man United and still win the league, maybe even Liverpool, but I don't think they'll lose all three of those. I just think this is going to be a job done. I know I've put this up a lot, the 2-0. It hasn't come in as much recently, but I could see a 2-0 here. You know, Stoke, I like Stoke, but I think when they come up against the better teams, that's when they tend to struggle for me. You know, they went to Arsenal, and they were in good form away from home, and they lost 3-0 to Arsenal. They lost 1-0 to Liverpool as well. Admittedly, they went to City and won 1-0 earlier in the season, but Chelsea aren't the same as City. I think Stoke will probably go with the game plan that they use at City, which is keep it tight, try and frustrate Chelsea and try and hit them on the break. But Chelsea, I think Chelsea are just too good for that. And I think they'll know they have to win, you know, get a win here, win the next couple before Manchester United come to town. And that game really won't have as much pressure on it. If they've got 6 points from the next two games, home to Stoke and away at QPR, I think they'll be pretty confident of winning the title. So I'm going to go for a bet that I've gone for quite a few times. That's Chelsea to win in under 2.5 goals. Just they'll break them down eventually and then shut up shop. So yeah, I'll trust them to do that again. And they've done it a few times this season already. The price for that Chelsea win under 2.5 goals is 9-5.
And if you do like the look of Chelsea to win the game by 2-0, that's in the betting at 9-2. Derek, I think it's a pretty damning indictment of the Premier League this season, the quality of the Premier League, that this Chelsea side is 6 points clear. I know they were good early on in the season, but I think they've looked average recently.
They have. I've been saying that for a while. The last three home games, 1-1 with Burnley, 1-1 with Paris Saint-Germain, and 1-1 with Southampton. You know, and yet they're 6 points clear. What does that say about the rest of the chasing pack? Not much, I'll wager. But, you know, you look at the recent results against Stoke, particularly at Stamford Bridge. I mean, there's been a 7-0 there a few seasons ago, 2-0, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. You know, the trend there is Stoke don't score at Chelsea, but the bookies are all over that. Chelsea to win 2-0, 4-6.
Oof.
Very, very
well
tight.
Well shot, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? The Hills haven't been doing it long, but I love this correct score group betting. You can get a Chelsea 1-0 win, a Chelsea 2-0 win, or a Chelsea 2-1 win. Given that Stoke aren't great scorers away from home, you know, that's the one to be the most you'd imagine. That's 13-10. Now, I'd rather be on that, you know, because if you do end up losing, well, you don't feel as bad as you would do by backing Chelsea as, you know, 2-7, whatever they are. And you can't imagine Chelsea, if they do win, going on a cakewalk, because they don't do that nowadays. And they've got the QPR game coming up. If they win this one, it doesn't matter by what score, follow up against QPR, which is highly likely. It is the title one then, you know, it is. We're all up about a shouting. So, yeah, I'm going to go for that correct score group betting, 13-10.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, I like the 1 and 2-0, but to have the 2-1 in there as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously they could get 3-0, but, you know, 7 times this season, Chelsea win and under 2.5 goals has landed at home. So that's, you know, 7 out of 14, half the home games have been under 2.5 with a win in there. So,
exactly.
And then if you look at the other, I mean, the under 2.5 has landed in a few others as well. It's amazing how often that happens.
14 games at home and they've scored 28 goals at home. So there's two, you know, two is there heavy. You know, and you're getting, and on the off chance that Stoke might score, I think that's a great bet.
Yeah, 10 of the home games have been under 2.5 of 14.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable record for a team who was so dominant.
Well, it is an unbelievable record, but it's not an un-Marino-like record.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that market, by the way, it's under the All Markets section, just below the correct score. It's there, correct score group betting. Chelsea to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 in the market at 13-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.